by die 2023 Johannesburg en Emalahleni 22 grade.
Good morning, Tabi Sokambude for your time. So the traffic comes beginning with me. Verkeersagte by te werk en by die M1 snelweg, by Snoedee by die N1 snelweg en dan Olifantsfonteinweg nog steeds by die N1 snelweg.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Mikel Arteta says the Gunners will need something special in Paris and SA Rugby to allow a great number of foreign players to play in local teams.
Die automobielassosiasie verwelkom die aansienlike vermindering in voertuigbotsings en sterftes wat oor die paasnaweek aangemeld is. Ongelukke het 209 verlede jaar tot 141 vanjaar afgeneem wat 'n algehele vermindering van 32,5% is.
We are concerned over the increase in fatalities in Mpumalanga and the ongoing high number of pedestrian deaths, which now account for nearly 50% of all road fatalities nationally. We must intensify awareness campaigns targeted at vulnerable road users and improve infrastructure and law enforcement in high-risk areas.
Dit dan die vereniging se woordvoerder Eleanor Mavimpela. Nou na gister se groot nuus, die nasionale polisiekommissaris Fanny Masemola het bevestig dat 3 van die 5 liggame wat uit die Hennopsrivier in Centurion gehaal is, die van die konstabels wat verlede Woensdag vermis geraak het. Die konstabels het verdwyn terwyl hulle van Bloemfontein na hul ontplooiingsgebied in Limpopo gereis het. Masemola sê die 4de liggaam is die van 'n administreer by die Littleton polisiestasie. Die 5de liggaam is ontbind en die identiteit moet nog bevestig word.
The search is still continuing as we have not yet found the vehicle. Our investigation is continuing. We don't want to speculate at this stage. We have partially some closure in that we found the 3 members and we are still continuing the search in the view to find the vehicle and the investigation will reveal as to what has happened.
Nou na die Weskaap was staatsanklaar Zelda Swanepoel het die Jocelyn Smith verhoor as die eerste van sy soort in Suid-Afrika beskryf. In haar slotbetoog het sy in die Weskaapse Hooggeregshof gesê dat Jocelyn se verdwyning die saak bemoeilik. Jocelyn se ma en 2 ander staan tereg op aanklagte van menshandel. Swanepoel beweer die kind is vermoedelik verkoop. Jocelyn het verlede jaar spoorloos verdwyn. Die regering moedig verbruikers aan om seker te maak dat hulle betaal van môre af die regte BTW koers van 15% op alle produkte en dienste. Dit volg nadat die nasionale tesorie se voorgestelde BTW verhoging van 0,5% omgekeer is. Woordvoerder Gomotso Ranoto.
All vendors are urged to readjust their system back to 15%. Vendors who have already implemented both the rate changes and the zero rating are encouraged to reverse those changes before the 1st of May 2025. Vendors who are unable to immediately revert to the 15% rate must use 15.5% temporarily.
En 'n stroom van goedkoop goedere uit China het naartoe gelei dat Frankryk hanteringsfooi wil hef op pakkies van aanlyn verkopers. Die heffing sal help om die kos te trek van die nagaan van klein pakkies wat op platforms soos Chinese firmas Timo en Shein bestel word. Deels bewolk en koel vandag oor dele van Gauteng, Noordwes, Mpumalanga en Limpopo, Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 22, Polokwane, Rustenburg en Mbombela 26 grade. Vir diegene wat vandag reis, Kaapstad 17, Durban 26, Tabega 19, Bloemfontein 21 grade. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour, the Automobile Association has welcomed the significant reduction in vehicle collisions and fatalities recorded over the Easter long week.
Hey, thank you, Chanel. And now we find out, does this bed end? Yeah, like that. I love these subtle fades, man. I mean, cut the reverb as well. That'll be good. Come on. Sorry. In-house stuff here. Good morning. Speaking about in-house, hier is het ons in die atelier. En is 5:06 oggend. And we're all wide awake. Well, okay, one of us isn't. Guess who? Chanel September, hello!
I'm wide awake.